I'm going to kick 8 people out of Halls of Fame at the top of the hour, since I had forgotten that Jason Taylor, who joined us on Thursday's show, was a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I will do that top of the hour. 5 football players, 3 baseball players, 8 o'clock this morning. So in the division, obviously, we got Tennessee playing in New England this weekend, Jacksonville playing in Pittsburgh. Both are pretty heavy underdogs this weekend in the divisional round. We'll start with Blake Bortles. He was asked about criticism of him, and he compared himself to LeBron James, and then he walked off.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it'll probably never stop, man. There's people that think LeBron James sucks, so if that happens, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that always think I suck.
Appreciate it.
Bam. Well, Blake Bortles.
How on earth do you guys and all these other fraudulent headline writers sell it that way, that he was comparing himself to LeBron James?
That's what I heard.
This is like, no, he is very clearly saying if somebody as great as LeBron James has critics, then you know that everybody will always have critics. Like, if LeBron James is always going to have critics, then who am I to expect that I won't have my own critics? And, like honestly, I really feel like when you characterize it that way, I'm not getting angry over this or anything, but I want you to know that I'm not joking or just like making some goofy argument here. It's really irresponsible.
How about
and
this?
And you're making fun of Blake Bortles for something that he didn't actually say. And it's all fun and good and everything, but you're clowning on Blake Bortles for something other than his atrocious football playing.
How about this?
Which was actually not atrocious from the second half of the season.
How about this? He cited LeBron James.
Cited LeBron James. Oh, yeah, but that won't get as many clicks now, will it, Mike? That won't get as many clicks or as many earlobes or as many eardrums listening to your radio show.
Jalen Ramsey does not like cliche.
Because if anything, he contrasted himself to LeBron James. Comparing is like saying, like, I'm the same as LeBron James.
That is a good point, because by what he said, there was a direct contrast. Like, hey, even LeBron James has his.
That's like saying
detractors.
That somebody like that wears a WWJD bracelet is comparing himself to Christ.
Jalen Ramsey does not like straw man questions from reporters.
The focus has been on the marquee game of the Patriots and Steelers. Do you feel that when that type of subject matter comes up, that it's being dismissive of you guys and what you have done this year?
When they play?
Well, they can only play next week. They have to. My point is, Steelers got to get through you guys to be able to have a chance to get to that rematch. That's my point.
Oh.
I'm just asking. Do you feel like it's dismissive of the Jaguars when people focus on a potential rematch with?
Who focus on them? Y'all focus on them?
No, not us, but there's been a lot of talk.
Mike Mitchell, their safety, made the comment again today. Yeah.
Who?
23.
The one that Leonard trucked in the game?
Oh, I don't much know him.
The one that Leonard trucked in the game?
That was
How did that come from? That goes from.
That's kind of weird.
Being, like, hard-hitting journalists.
Was that
like,
House Media? What was
No, I think that was Gene Furnett, who's a columnist for the Times Union.
Okay.
If I can remember my media voices properly from Jacksonville.
Trucked?
I feel
that was an excellent line of questioning, by the way.
And watching
excellent.
This, was it excellent?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, that was a really good line.
It felt
a good
to
back
me
and forth.
Like a bunch of people taunting an animal at the zoo. Like, oh, look at this. We're going to get a show out of this. I'm gonna keep poking this bear because I know that he's got a temper or he's going to say something funny. And Jalen Ramsey wasn't buying it. Jalen Ramsey was like, "Go screw you guys. You want me to dance for you? Go screw yourself." That's what Jalen Ramsey was saying.
Well, some players in the NFL take this in different ways, because Delanie Walker.
Well, wait a second. I've got one more Jalen Ramsey I wanted to get to. What was it? Did you get that one?
Yeah, I got it. You're talking about the film study.
Yeah, I just like this. I want to. Okay. I I don't want to say love for Jalen Ramsey, but my respect for Jalen Ramsey grows by the day. This is what he said when he was asked about studying film.
Can help every now and then, though, but something will make you an elite player regardless. God-gifted ability and instincts and some intangibles that people have will make you an elite player regardless. Film study can help every now and then, though, but sometimes it may not help. You never know.
But you do watch a ton of it at home every night during the week, I'm sure.
No.
I don't. Really?
No, I don't.
I love that. That was
pretty
awesome.
Frank.
I love that. But again, man, this is me. You see how much they fawn over Jalen Ramsey. They love him because they know they're going to get something out of him. So the guy's like, he's asking a leading question in a positive way. Like, where did he hear that? But I mean, you do watch a ton of it, right? You're just like Ed Reed. Like, you go home and you're going to claim that you're watching like 12 hours a day? No.
Nope.
No, I'm not going to.
I'm cool.
There's a bodybuilder from Jacksonville who is Mr. Universe. I can't think of his name right now. But one time, Arnold Schwarzenegger, after he won some event, Arnold Schwarzenegger asked him about his ab workout because the dude has phenomenal abs. And the guy was like, I don't do abs. I figure I get enough of it when I'm doing my other exercises. And he said that Arnold talked to him afterwards and he's like, listen, you have to sell the story of like, of how hard it is.
Sell the story.
The struggle that you do. And you know, you have to, yeah, which a lot of NFL players are really good at selling the story about how they're just monks that sit in a cave and watch film all day.
Jalen Ramsey is not one who likes who takes well to the public underdog role. Here was Delanie Walker, who apparently has not heard Tennessee is a huge underdog this weekend.
I haven't heard that. Everybody, I don't look at all that stuff. I mean, that's pointless. You know what I mean? I care about what's going on in this locker room, our coaches, everything outside of here. I just ignore.
Good mentality. I like it. Although I kind of feel like if I was in Delanie Walker's spot, I'd love the idea of going into New England as a big underdog. Everybody against you facing Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
I think some coaches will actually cite the line as a motivator, saying, hey, look, nobody believes in you. Dom Capers used to give it was weird. Dom would give the gambling line like almost just matter-of-factly, like, here's a piece of information you need to have. I remember sitting next to Kylie Wong the first year, and Kylie looked at him. He's like, why is he giving us the line? And after a while, too, especially that first season, you know, you're a heavy underdog every week. It got a little depressing, frankly.
I was going to say,
it works every now and then, but after a while, I'd be like, hey, remember, guys, you're not having a great year.
Somebody out there is going to know, were the Texans underdogs in every single game?
Oh, gosh, probably, I would imagine. Yeah, because every time we won, we got coaches fired and fan bases were distraught and relationships broke up. Now, I remember after we beat the Giants in the first year, the headline, I think like the whole top half of the New York Post sports section, the front page said, shame.
That's right.
Big bold letters, shame.
See, that's why if I was Delanie Walker in Tennessee, I'd be excited for this opportunity. And I like embracing the underdog role. Finally, we have Ben Roethlisberger on. This was the last time that his team played Jacksonville. He had a 5-interception game, one of the worst games of his NFL career.
Not playing well enough. Don't think so, but maybe I am. Maybe I don't have it anymore.
See, Roethlisberger,
do you think he was genuinely frustrated, or was he just being curt with the media?
Both.
Yeah.
I think both. I think he was. I mean, he had.
I think
to be
he was being like he was being passive aggressive. He was frustrated, but he was being passive aggressive. It's like I don't think he genuinely felt like he didn't have it, and yet it spawned a week's worth of articles of like, is Ben Roethlisberger really a leader when he presents himself this way?
I mean, he's got kind of a diva-ish quality to him.
Oh yeah, yeah, he'd be diva.
I mean, in that he wants you to know when he's playing through pain, and he's gonna do this whole like, I may retire in the off season kind of thing.
Oh, that's right. I'm gonna take my time. We're gonna have to put up with that again too.
Yeah, we'll have to do that
because he doesn't
again.
Ever learn the lesson. Like, he doesn't see the people talking about how he's a diva and how annoying it is that he's always calling attention to stuff, so he'll say it again. But this I have this question for you.
Yes.
What are the odds that Ben Roethlisberger actually finishes his career after Tom Brady?
Okay.
I can't, because I was guilty of this. For 2 years, I've been saying, like, you know what? I think this is pretty much, this might be it. Because Ben Roethlisberger is a guy where when he falls, he's going to fall off a cliff. And yet, part of it is they've got astounding physical talent around him.
I've got an answer.
And part of it is that he can work with all that.
45%.
45%. Oh, that's pretty good, though.
That's my answer.
That's a pretty healthy answer, and not one that people would have probably given a couple years ago.
I mean, I expect Brady to play a minimum of 2 more years after this, maybe 3. That's my take at the moment on Brady.
I still think there's a matter of physiology. Roethlisberger right now is 35,
yes.
Where Brady obviously is. So I didn't ask who's going to play longer in terms of their total careers, but who will actually finish their career
right now
in real time. Roethlisberger's 35. He does not follow the TB12 diet. We know this. He does not look anything like Tom Brady. I don't think he takes care of his body the way he does. It's very few and far between quarterbacks who play well into their late 30s who don't take care of their body.
Like,
Peyton Manning took care of his body. Drew Brees obviously takes care of his body. I don't know if you can put Roethlisberger in that same category. So I think Brady almost definitely plays longer.
In honor of me forgetting that Jason Taylor was a first ballot Pro Football Hall of Famer, I am going to kick 8 different people out of the Hall of Fame. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of the audience angry.
Good
this morning,
riddance, you slackers.
But there are 5 football players, 3 baseball players, and they do not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. We will go through those guys, the Mike Meltzer list, at the top of the hour on Mad Radio.